the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean, your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne. Days of Atlantis in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. Publisher of the Free American News Magazine. And if you're on the chat room, you can join Alan and Knight Rider and me in the chat room. Always like that. You can kind of pitch in and let me know what's happening, what you think. Taking a quick look at the email here. Somebody sent me this. Said this is a pretty good quote from the elite. And somehow, if anybody's got any idea why my Outlook just switches parts, switches emails while I'm reading it, it's I sure would like to know about it. Somebody sent me this. Relevant logic. Says everyone concentrates on the problems we're having in this country lately: illegal immigration, hurricane recovery, alligators attacking people in Florida. Not me, says this writer. I concentrate on solutions for the problem. It's a win-win situation. Dig a moat the length of the Mexican border. Send the dirt to New Orleans to raise the level of the levees, put the alligators and the moat along the Mexican border. Any other problems you'd like for me to solve today? Gonna take a break, and we'll be right back with a preview of the next Free America.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Got a few things happening. And, well, just in case you didn't know this, after 60 years of inattention and even denial by the U.S. media, newly uncovered documents in the National Archives and Library of Congress revealed that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of President George Bush, served as a business partner and U.S. a banking operative for the financial architect of the Nazi war machine from 1926 to 1942, when Congress took aggressive action against Bush and his enemy national partners. The documents also show that Bush and his colleagues, according to reports from the U.S. Department of Treasury, tried to conceal their financial alliance with German industrialist Fritz Thyssen, a steel and coal baron who beginning in the 1920s, personally funded Adolf Hitler's rise to power by the subversion of democratic principles and German law. Does that sound a little bit like Rockefeller and Bush here now? I mean, we got Bush creating a same kind of police state that Hitler created in Germany. And people are rising up against that. The Eagle Forum of California are having a Protect American Sovereignty rally in the Sacramento State Capitol West Side Steps Monday, January 14th, 2008, between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. And I'll see if maybe we can get there. Hopefully this issue of the Free American will be out. And I want to share something with you. I think we can hear this. I don't have a guest today. And I will take your calls if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. That's Republic Radio's guest line. You can call in on that. But I want you to hear Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Legal analyst, huh? He's a judge, both in his daily appearances on the country's most watched cable news network and in a series of books, most recently, A Nation of Sheep. Napolitano consistently and defiantly argues that the only legitimate government is that which respects its citizens' rights in all cases. In late October, Napolitano gave the keynote address at a conference, the conference Reason in D.C., where he delivered this spellbinding speech that blended a masterful understanding of American history with a blazing outrage at the excesses of the new security state. Who is the greatest violator of the Constitution, asked Napolitano? George W. Bush has shown less fidelity to the Constitution than any president since Abraham Lincoln. And I'm going to try to do that. If it's not working, board op, just break in and let me know. But I think you'll be able to hear this. Judge Andrew Napolitano, folks.
Guarantees of personal natural liberty is the greatest political accomplishment in the history of the Western world.
He's talking about the U.S. Constitution.
Unfortunately, almost from the very beginning of the creation of the Republic, those elected to preserve the Constitution began to dismantle it. In virtually every administration, from George Washington to George W. Bush, the government has sought ingenious ways to evade and avoid its obligations under our founding charter. But a little bit of background first. When we were colonists and the king and the parliament wanted to raise money, one of the ways they did it was by the use of the Stamp Act. The Stamp Act required of colonists, not of people in the motherland, that they have on every official piece of paper in their home, every book, every pamphlet, every deed, every mortgage, every lease, even a poster to be nailed to a tree, the king's stamp, which bore an image of the king. Question, how did the king's government know if you had his image on your papers in your house? Answer, Parliament enacted the Writs of Assistance Act, a damnable piece of legislation that allowed British soldiers to write their own search warrants. So a British soldier could show up at your front door and authorize himself in writing to examine the contents of your home, your barn, your property, ostensibly looking for the king's stamps. Of course, if they happen to find rum imported from the islands without a tax stamp on it, or furniture that had been imported from Great Britain, and you couldn't prove the tax was paid on it, the rum and the furniture would be seized, and you would be carted away. The Stamp Act and the Writs of Assistance Act were among the last straws. In fact, the Stamp Act was so controversial that Parliament eventually rescinded it in an effort to quell the uproar on this side of the pond, but it didn't work. Wrote a Declaration of Independence. The great Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence with some editing from some of his political enemies, but it stands for the affirmation of the natural rights of human beings, because it says we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We fought a revolution, we won the revolution, we wrote the Constitution. The whole purpose of the Constitution is to keep the government in check, to divide and diffuse power between the states and the central government, and further divide it and check it within the federal government itself. Much of the planning and the ideas behind the Constitution came from Greek and Latin and to a Roman and to a certain extent even British experience. In the summer of 1787, in a swampy area of the city of brotherly love, the founding fathers debated, where do our rights come from? Jefferson, who was not there, Madison, who was there, argued that our rights come from our humanity, and our humanity is a gift from God, and that rights like freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of association and freedom of travel and freedom of thought and freedom to develop your personality and the right to privacy are natural human rights that are as natural to us as the fingers on the ends of our hands. That because God is perfectly free and because we are created in His image and likeness, He imbued in each and every one of us the same natural desires for and right to freedom that He has. Hamilton and Adams, the big government guys, said that's a lot of baloney, because you can't have rights without a government to protect them. You only have the rights that the government lets you have. And our rights, therefore, come from the government. They don't come from our nature. It's clear from reading the document, the Constitution, that it is intended by the language in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments which were added in the next 3 or 4 years, that it is Jefferson and Madison who carried the day, that the whole purpose of the document is to guarantee that our rights exist. Example, the First Amendment doesn't say the government shall give you freedom of speech. It says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. This presumes that freedom of speech pre-exists Congress, and it came from somewhere else, from our humanity. But none of this was new. The one thing that was new about the Constitution is the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment, which Justice Brandeis said is the right to be left alone, the greatest right of all the rights in civilized society, the right most valued by human beings. Today we call it the right to privacy. Here's what it means. It means that the government can't come and break down your door in the middle of the night like in the banana republics. It must go to a judge, and it must present to a neutral judge what the document, what the Fourth Amendment calls probable cause, a phrase meaning it is more likely than not that in that house where we want to seize that person or that document, there is evidence of a crime. So no matter how guilty is the government's target, the Fourth Amendment puts a neutral judge between the government and the target. No matter who the target is, no matter what the target has done, no matter how guilty is the target, no matter how widespread is the belief in the guilt of the target, no matter how accurate is the belief in the guilt of the target, no matter how much the society fears the target, the government must go through a neutral judge before it can get to that target. Unfortunately, we have allowed the government a monopoly on the use of force in our society. The Fourth Amendment regulates that monopoly because no one could be trusted with the power to use unregulated force. And it is the Fourth Amendment that was intended forever to keep us from becoming what our cousins in Eastern Europe would become at the end of World War II. Almost from the very beginning, Washington and Reagan had enough to do, sitting up.
All right, we'll be right back here, folks, with Judge Andrew Napolitano continuing his speech.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Judge Napolitano is echoing some of what Ron Paul is telling you. Ron Paul said, "To calm fears, Americans accepted the Patriot Act and the doctrine of preemptive war. We tolerated new laws to allow the government to snoop on us, listen to our phone calls, track our financial dealings, make us strip down at airports, and even limited the rights of habeas corpus and trial by jury. Like some dysfunctional episode of the Twilight Zone, we allowed the summit of our imagination to be linked up with the pit of our fears." Ron Paul. And Thomas Jefferson, one of our U.S. founding fathers who wrote the Declaration of Independence and helped write the Constitution, he said, "I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them." And Bobby Kennedy said, "Even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God." And let's go back to Napolitano. If you want to talk to me, you can call in to me on 800-313-9443. And we're listening to Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Guidelines. In the administration of John Adams, remember the contested election, they didn't run on tickets in those days. The president was John Adams.
He was the biggest of the big government guys. The vice president was Thomas Jefferson. They didn't agree on anything. Adams defeated Jefferson for president in the Electoral College, and the original Constitution said the number one person becomes president, the number two becomes vice president. Adams thought there was too much freedom in the United States. The country was 8 years old.
Sound like Bill Clinton, doesn't it?
The Adams administration enacted the Alien and Sedition Acts, which, among other things, made it a crime punishable by 2 years in jail to criticize or to demean in public the president, members of the president's cabinet, or members of Congress. Note who was omitted from its protections. The vice president. They were happy to have TJ criticize all he could tolerate. And unfortunately, we laugh about it now, it's such a historical abomination. Unfortunately, the federal government actually prosecuted people. And juries convicted them and judges incarcerated them for doing what we broke away from England to have the right to do, criticize or demean the government. That is the first serious assault on civil liberties waged in a formal way by the government. I'm not talking about a runaway sheriff or a crazy FBI agent or a goofy U.S. marshal or someone who should never have been given the shield and the gun of the government. I'm talking about the power of the federal government aimed and targeted at people who would criticize it. Jefferson became president, and it expired, that is, the Alien and Sedition Act. He basically said, don't even send it to my desk because I'm not going to sign a renewal. He didn't have to say that because by then the anti-federalists, those who believed that our rights were natural, those who believed that the states were sovereign, those who believed that the federal government only had the 17, count them, 17 specific, discrete, unique, precise powers that the Constitution gave it. So by Jefferson saying to people of that mindset, don't send me the Alien and Sedition Acts, it was redundant. He wasn't going to sign it, and they weren't going to send it to him. It expires during his presidency in 1805. My friend Bob Higgs has written a great book called The Warfare State, in which he argues that war is the health of the state, that in times of war, the government gets stronger because we let it do so. The next massive assault on civil liberties comes during the Civil War. Now, I come not to talk about Lincoln. I could talk about him for a month, about the massive violations of the Constitution. When one of Gillespie's people interviewed me and asked me, who is the greatest violator of the Constitution? I said, George W. Bush has shown less fidelity to the Constitution than any president since Abraham Lincoln. And they said, Lincoln? And I said, yes, Lincoln. Lincoln slaughtered 650,000 Americans. Where's the power to do that in the Constitution? Lincoln locked up editors of newspapers in the North, not in the South that was rebelling, but in the North because they criticized him. Lincoln had soldiers break down the door of the house of a Republican congressman from Ohio, Clement Vallandigham, because Vallandigham called Lincoln a monster and a tyrant, which he was, and had him banished to Canada for the balance of the Civil War. And, of course, Lincoln, never mind what his soldiers did to women in the South, never mind what they did to banks and courthouses in the South that burnt them down, Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus.
Hang on, we'll be right back. Take your calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Take a break here for just a moment. Actually, I'm not taking a break, but let me go back to Judge Napolitano. Hang on.
Lincoln, on a whim and by himself, suspended that. In the First World War, the Congress enacted the Espionage Acts. The Espionage Acts, one of which is still extant, makes it a crime to discourage workers in munitions plants from going to work. Hey, Dad, you don't look so good today. Stay home. I'm really saying that because I'm against the war and I want a few thousand fewer bullets manufactured today. A guy by the name of Abe Gitlow is the first target of the government in a very, very famous case because he distributed leaflets that he printed by himself in a tenement in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, in which he encouraged munitions workers not to go to work. The leaflets were written in Yiddish. And Mr. Gitlow served 10 years in a federal prison for dropping them out of his window from a Lower East Side tenement. When Alberto Gonzalez threatened the New York Times about a year and a half ago, he cited the Espionage Act because it is still a law in your country's law books and mine that would permit the government to prosecute someone who encouraged workers not to produce what the government needs for war. What part of Congress shall make no law did they not understand? In World War II, of course, we had FDR put aside the socialist monstrosity that he visited upon us, which is everywhere around this building. He locked up 10,000 Italian Americans and 110,000 Japanese Americans. Not Japanese from Japan or Italians from Italy, but people born in the United States as American as he was because of their ancestry. And the Supreme Court permitted him to do so. His argument was that they were a security threat. So they lost their homes. They were separated from their families. They lost their businesses. They never saw a judge. They never saw a jury. They had no charges preferred against them. Does this sound familiar? He hadn't yet coined the phrase enemy combatant, but they were locked up for the remainder of the war starting in mid-1942. In 1980, a Republican president, strike that, in 1988, a Republican president and a Democratic Congress would enact the Civil Liberties Act of 1988, which Ronald Reagan happily signed. It condemned the wartime incarcerations of FDR. It declared that it is the policy of the American government never to incarcerate someone on the basis of their race or their religion or their national ancestry. It provided financial compensation for those who were still living. $20,000, big deal, but it was something, and there weren't too many still living. It was the first public apology the government made, and typical of the government, it took it 45 years to apologize for one of the most blatant, obvious violations of human liberty, because a cowed Supreme Court went along with it. Now, all of this brings us into the modern era. While all of this is happening, the Fourth Amendment is still being enforced, meaning, for the most part, if the government wants information about you or from you, it must go to a judge and present evidence of probable cause of a crime. And if the judge agrees, I used to take these applications myself in the living room of my home at 3:30 in the morning. And sometimes they wouldn't tell me everything I needed to know, and I said, goodbye, guys, I'm not signing this search warrant. And sometimes I found out weeks and even years later that they didn't tell me everything, and then I signed documents to invalidate the search warrant that I signed in my home 2 years earlier at 3:30 in the morning. For the most part, this system of following the Fourth Amendment worked, and the government followed it. Until 1977, under the administration of Jimmy Carter, when the country is reeling from Watergate and disgusted with Nixon, and the Congress wants to do something about it. So the Congress wrote the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. You hear about this every day today by its acronym, FISA, F-I-S-A. FISA said that if the target is an agent of a foreign government, then you don't need the probable cause of a crime that the Fourth Amendment required. It's 200 years after the Fourth Amendment becomes law, and the government is officially wearing away at it. It says you only need probable cause that the target is an agent of a foreign government. But even this Congress, disrespectful of the Fourth Amendment as it was, and even Jimmy Carter, as big as he was into big government, nevertheless recognized if some evidence was obtained under one of these FISA warrants, it couldn't be used in a criminal prosecution because it was obtained inconsistent with the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment requires probable cause of a crime. FISA requires probable cause that the target is an agent of a foreign government. Once FISA issues the warrant, then the government can listen to the conversation of the foreign agent. Example, if it turns out that the janitor in the Soviet embassy is really a spy who beats his wife, he cannot be prosecuted for domestic violence because the information was obtained from a FISA warrant inconsistent with the Constitution, and he can't be prosecuted for espionage because the information was obtained from a FISA warrant inconsistent with the Constitution. The only thing the government could do is deport him. 1978, not satisfied with the lessening of the probable cause standard, the Congress enacted something called the Right to Financial Privacy Act. Well, you know what's coming. You know the way the government names these statutes. If it has the word privacy in it,
bet the mortgage, you're going to lose some privacy. Right, the Financial Privacy Act brought us full circle to the Writs of Assistance Act, because this abominable statute permits government agents to write their own search warrants and to serve them on financial institutions. The target is limited to a financial institution, and the custodian of the financial institution must tell you about it. So if an FBI agent decides to write a self-written search warrant on the bank where Nick Gillespie deposits his billions, the bank would be required to say, hey, Nick, there's a guy here. He's from the FBI. He gave us a self-written search warrant. We're going to comply with it in about 10 days, but you have 10 days to challenge it, to go to a judge and say, what is this nonsense about a self-written search warrant? I have my Fourth Amendment rights. That was the rule set down in the Right to Financial Privacy Act. But even the big government people who disrespected the Constitution, who hated the Fourth Amendment, who wrote the Right to Financial Privacy Act, understood that any evidence obtained from one of these self-written search warrants could not be used in a prosecution against the target, in my hypothetical, the great and the wonderful and the handsome and the devilish. You want me to keep going? Nick Gillespie. Because the evidence was obtained on less than probable cause of a crime, it was obtained inconsistent with the Fourth Amendment. All of this sets the table for 9/11. Now, wherever you were on 9/11, you cannot forget or underestimate or overstate the catastrophe that occurred to the 3,000 human beings that died, to the American psyche, to our feeling that we are free and will always be free and no one can take our freedom away, to the government and to the Constitution. Because the government's initial reaction was to author the most abominable piece of legislation since the Alien and Sedition Act, with the most unlikely of names, the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is the most dastardly direct assault on human liberty and on guaranteed rights in the Constitution that the Congress ever enacted since the Alien and Sedition Act 200 years earlier. The Patriot Act was enacted with no debate on the floor of the House of Representatives. Ask your member of Congress how much time he or she spent reading the Patriot Act. I've read it. I've read it twice. It's 315 pages long. But in order to read it, you must have with you and in front of you the entire United States Criminal Code. Because the Patriot Act doesn't read like a novel or like a nation of sheep. The Patriot Act says, on page 362, change the semicolon to a comma. On page 467, change the word or to and, change 15 to 10. So in order to read this, I'm just giving you hypotheticals here, you must insert the language from the Patriot Act into the many, many volumes of the United States Criminal Code before you can actually figure out what the Patriot Act says. The Patriot Act was posted on the House of Representatives intranet. That's their internal intranet that only members of Congress and their senior staff had access to. And the House members were told they had 15 minutes to vote on this dastardly assault on human liberty. Well, what did the Patriot Act do? Why am I so animated about it, whether there was debate or not? Nobody in the House read it. Two members of the Senate read it. One of them is dead. Congressman Paul Wellstone said he read it. He's dead. Senator Russ Feingold has stated publicly that he read it. The two people that read it, of course, voted against it. Nobody else read it in its entirety. The Patriot Act allows the FBI, your FBI, those men and women sworn to protect the Constitution, to invade your home
while you're at a basketball game on a Friday evening or a football game on a Saturday afternoon or church on a Sunday morning and make it look like it was a robbery. Well, what is this? You call the local police and say, my house isn't broken into? The last people in the world you would suspect would do that would be your local FBI, but they can do it. And they can plant a listening device on your bedpost or under your kitchen table or in your shower or anywhere in your house that they want without taking anything. By the way, if they want, they could also take your checkbook because they may want financial information about you and you not knowing that you have it. And if they serve one of those self-written search warrants under the Patriot Act on your bank, let's continue with our hypothetical with Nick Gillespie. They now, after October 15, 2001, send a self-written search warrant. No judge is involved. Forget about the Fourth Amendment, the president has said. It takes too much time to preserve human liberty. Too much time to remember these are natural rights, as natural as the fingers on the ends of our hands. But the Patriot Act says if the self-written search warrant is served on Gillespie's bank, it is a crime for the bank to tell him. Wait a minute. What about the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law? What about the Fourth Amendment that says if you want evidence from someone, you got to go to a judge? The Patriot Act wipes that out. Not only may the evidence be used, remember Carter and his buddies when they wrote FISA, when they wrote the Right to Financial Privacy Act in 77 and 78, says right in the statute, can't be used as evidence in a criminal case. The Patriot Act says whatever is obtained from one of these self-written search warrants must be used, as that's the first time I've seen that in any statute I've ever read, must be used and must be admitted as competent evidence in a criminal case. So the Patriot Act brings us full circle from the reasons for which, at least the last straw about which, we broke away from the mother country. King and the Parliament told the British soldiers they could write their own search warrants and use the fruits of those warrants against us in a criminal prosecution. And the Congress has told not just the FBI, but all federal agents, that they can write their own search warrants, serve them on a financial institution, use the evidence obtained against you, and make it a crime for the financial institution to tell you. It's even a crime for the custodian, the person at the financial institution, to tell anyone that he or she has received a self-written search warrant. So the banker can't tell her husband, her lawyer, her significant other, a priest in the confessional booth, can't even tell a judge in a federal court. That's why these challenges, when there are challenges, are always John Doe or Mary Roe versus John Ashcroft or Alberto Gonzalez. Because if you file a complaint with your real name on it, 5 years in a federal prison, and the evidence is right there. You broke the law. You revealed that an FBI agent knocked on your door. Self-written search warrant. Even the Patriot Act, however, as abominable as it is, limited the targets of self-written search warrants to financial institutions. Now, 2 years later, on December 13, 2003, a day in which everyone in this room will remember where she or he was, the president signed an innocuous-sounding, long, boring financial document into law, the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal 2004. Basically, this act provides appropriations from the General Treasury for the 16 intelligence agencies that we know about, and the 2,000 intelligence agencies that we don't know about. I'm laughing. If we don't know about them, how would we know there's 2,000? We don't know what we don't know. Sounds a little Rumsfeldian, doesn't it? Tucked into the Intelligence Authorization Act for 2004 is a definition that would have made George Orwell proud. Remember FISA. Remember the Right to Financial Privacy Act.
Remember even the Patriot Act. The target must always be a financial institution. So this abomination that the president signed into law on December 13, 2003, defines financial institution as follows. A bank, a trust company, a credit union. So far, okay. A delicatessen, a bodega, a restaurant, a hotel, a casino, a travel agency. Your lawyer's office, your doctor's office, your telephone company, your computer server, and that great financial institution to which we will all repose our fortunes, a post office.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Don't quite know what happened to it. to Napolitano. We just got a few more minutes left on this. And then I'm going to tell you
a bodega,
about
a restaurant, a hotel, a casino, a travel agency, your lawyer's office, your doctor's office, your telephone company, your computer server, and that great financial institution to which we will all repose our fortunes, the post office. So think about how Orwellian this is. The first three statutes say your target can only be a financial institution. This statute redefines financial institution to mean just about everything under the sun except your home. So now, if an FBI agent or a federal agent from any of the federal agencies shows up with a self-written search warrant, they can read your mail before you do. They can see your medical records from your doctor, your HMO, your hospital, your pharmacist. They can find out what you ate at a restaurant, what you purchased at a supermarket, what you read that came in your mail. All of this without you ever knowing anything about it, and all of this without a federal judge ever involved. Whatever became of the right to be left alone. Oh, and December 13, 2003, why did the president sign it on that day? Because he knew that something happened 10,000 miles away which would so dominate and captivate the front pages that no one would notice this redefinition of the term financial institution until months, and he hoped years later. It was the day we captured Saddam Hussein. Who the heck is going to read a statute when that's dominating the headlines? It was actually a clerk for some federal agency discovered this and thought it was a mistake and put it on the wire services January 29th, a month and a half later, and we all read it and realized the monstrosity. How did your representatives in the Congress vote on this statute? You'll never know, because it was a voice vote. Salt the Constitution and don't even read what you're enacting.
And they did that, too, on another voice vote on the 1959, other ones. Hang on. We got to take a break. Hello. Yeah, but you're going to have to hang on for a moment. Okay. We're approaching the top of the hour here. And when we come back, do just a little bit more here from Judge Napolitano, and then we're going to talk to you about those vaccines you're supposed to give your children.
With recent